Down, meet with me down front here for a minute or two, maybe more than two. Who's missing? Here comes Jade. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. All right. I guess that's all of you that are here this morning. And you know what's really cool as I look at you? All of you have at least one grandparent. Some of you have two grandparents here with you this morning. And that's pretty cool. I am a granddad. Know what's really hard for me when I'm with my grandchildren and I have to say goodbye? Isn't that, that's not very much fun, is it? When grandpa and grandma leave or when you leave them. Now, Taylor, you get to be with Grandma and Grandpa just about all the time. Braden, they're just present in your life all the time, aren't they? And Turner, your grandpa's up there in the choir. You get to see him a lot. That's pretty cool. And you Giles children, it doesn't happen all the time, does it? So, yeah, that's kind of like me. I get to see my grandchildren once in a while, and I don't like saying goodbye. But what I do like is coming back again and seeing him again. When Jesus was on earth, we had to say goodbye. His disciples had to say goodbye. He had to say goodbye to them for a while. And it's really, I remember how it just used to hurt my heart when my dad would leave. He did quite a bit of traveling when I was a little kid. And I'd wave at him through the train window and I'd be crying and he'd be making faces to try to make me not cry. And back in those days, airports were little and airplanes were little. So when we'd go to the airport, I could even wave at my dad and he'd look at me and wave at me back through the airplane window. And that was pretty cool, back when we could see him take off and knew exactly which plane he was in. But I used to cry. And sometimes I'd cry when he wasn't there and wait for him to get back. But the great thing is, he came back. And we got to hug and all that good stuff again. And that's kind of like Jesus' promise. He promised that he would come back. It's hard in some ways that he's just not with us right now, but someday he will be with us and we'll be with him. The day that he went away from his disciples, he had risen from the dead, and then when he went from earth back into the presence of the Heavenly Father, and all of his glory, he promised he'd come again. So that's good news. And that day is the day that we call Ascension Day. So that's the day that we celebrate today in church, Ascension Day. Let's pray. We're thankful, Lord, that you promised to come back, that your goodbye was not forever. And in a way, it didn't last very long at all because you promised that you would send the Holy Spirit, and indeed you did. So we are thankful that you are with us this day as we await the return of Jesus in his glory. Amen. So grab a clementine on the way back. In fact, you know what? There's enough there for everybody to have two, okay?